On University of Richmond Week, attempting to switch to a healthy lifestyle isn't easy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Camilla Nonterra, professor of health psychology, explores the factors that affect behavior change.
Often, the quest to improve health behaviors, such as losing weight, increasing physical activity, or quitting tobacco, is short-lived. The reasons vary. Stress lowers our inhibitions, making it more difficult to achieve our goals. For example, the stress of the loss of a job will likely challenge a smoker's ability to abstain from cigarettes. Biological processes also affect behavior change. One of the difficulties associated with weight loss is that we inherited traits from our ancestors that cause our bodies to store fat. It was good for our ancestors when food was scarce, but it is bad for our current well-being, given that food is easier to access. The environment in which we live also influences behavior change. The majority of our foods are highly processed and contain high fats and sugars. Without the appropriate nutritional knowledge and with limited access to healthy foods, successful weight loss becomes challenging. The good news is you can improve your odds of success. Start by making a change for the right reasons. Changes for a desire to improve one's health are more likely to motivate positive change. Set both short-term and long-term goals and track and monitor your behavior. You can accomplish this by using free fitness apps, journaling, and note-taking. Finally, get help. In some cases, behavior change may be most successful with the help of a professional, such as a licensed clinical health psychologist.
That was Camilla Nonterra of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.